I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News. 15 days of early voting are over, and tomorrow is primary day across North Carolina. Republican and Democratic candidates are seeking their party nominations for Congress, the state legislature, and county offices. WFAE's David Borax joins me now for an overview of the primaries. David, early voting ended Saturday. How did it go this time around?
Well, turnout was up, at least in Mecklenburg County. About 20,300 people voted this time early. That's up from about 13,600 4 years ago, which was another off-year primary, one without big races like president or governor. I asked Mecklenburg County Elections Director Michael Dickerson this afternoon why he thought the numbers were up.
It's a convenience factor that more and more people are getting out and voting early. The other things, you have a few good races out there that might be drawing folks, both on the Democratic and Republican side.
Well, what are some of the races that are getting people to the polls?
A couple of congressional primaries in Mecklenburg County, I think. In the 9th District, which runs from South Charlotte east to Fayetteville, incumbent Republican Robert Pittenger is facing a challenge for the second election in a row from Baptist pastor Mark Harris. Harris only lost by 134 votes last time, but Pittenger has the incumbent's advantage. There's also a Democratic primary in the 9th District. Dan McCready is the favorite there, facing Christian Cano. The rest of Charlotte is in the 12th District, where Democratic Representative Alma Adams is up for re-election. She has three challengers, and there are also three Republicans running for the nomination to face her in November.
All right, David, and what about the county races?
Two Democratic primaries here will actually decide who gets to be the next sheriff and district attorney. That's because there are no Republicans running. Also on the ballot are several contested state legislative races, and Mecklenburg County commissioners are also on the ballot. The most interesting race there, the three at-large commissioners are facing four challengers for their seats.
And the polls will be open tomorrow from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. WFAE kicks off its primary election coverage tomorrow night at 7. We'd like you to be part of the conversation. Join host David Borax and our political analyst by calling 704-926-WFAE.